The next one is a true story, a horror poem, a narrative of nocturnal nightmare with a smegma-handed skinhead from Bradford. This is called The Night I Slept With Seething Wells. A far-off town, a late-night bash, and a double bed was our place to crash. So listen here, because this story tells of the night I slept with seething wells. I didn't mind, or so I said, but I wish I'd had the floor instead, because you never imagined 1,000 hells of a night in bed with seething wells. When he got undressed, I had to retreat from his shaven head and his mouldy feet, the feet that launched 1,000 smells in that fragrant night with seething wells. So I kept right close to the edge of the bed, and I pulled the blankets over me head, but eerie snores and stifled yells soon woke me. Thanks to seething wells and turning, I came face to face with a massive boil in a private place. And a couple of hairy bagatelles made me run like hell from seething wells. And I vowed right then that if need be, I'd spend the night in a cemetery or sleep with dogs or dead gazelles. But never again with seething wells.